Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I am so good. I love wintertime. It's my favorite time of year, getting ready to hit the slopes for ski season. It's upon us, and there's a snowboard in the studio this morning.
There is. I've had a snowboard in my studio since Monday, and I'm not kidding you, at least three people a day ask me about it, so maybe I should get it out.
I was just trying to figure out where the other one. I thought that was just a big wide ski.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the
Trust
other one?
Me. Well, that's the thing is, I skied for the first time last year. I don't have any desire to use that anymore.
I know skiing's a blast. That's the
it's
way
it's so much better than snowboarding. Yeah.
It's almost spiritual. You should do it. It's good for you.
Yeah, I need to. I need to get rid of that and just get me some skis.
Good for you.
It's a good time. Well, Sheriff, speaking of getting out and doing things in the snow, it's not always fun.
You know, this year has been another good year for our county as far as snow goes so far, and we're just getting into the wet season. Our wettest month is historically February, and so that's what's coming, and I just want to let folks know the backcountry roads are pretty much closed. Spring Canyon, we were in Spring Canyon last Thursday night after midnight rescuing some folks out of there that were stuck. Snowmobiles and things have been up those roads. The roads aren't plowed, and you can get a vehicle quite a ways in there, but your risk of being stuck is great. It's hard to get turned around. Once you get out of the snowmobile tracks and then you're out of the packed snow, you're in trouble. And it's the same way up above Pinnacle. You can get around up a little ways up there, but don't try to go very far because you will get stuck. Airport, we've had people stuck up there. I'm sure all around in 9 Mile. I had been down in Harmon Canyon before this last storm, and there was a lot of snow there already too. So just be careful and don't let yourself get into a situation that you can't back out of or turn around. It's not going to get any better the further you go.
Well, and you know, it's kind of deceiving because we remember last winter and it was like every time it started to snow, we'd get like 2 feet at a time.
Yeah.
This year it's been completely different.
Yep.
It'll snow a little tiny bit here and there and days apart. And so it's kind of deceiving because you look out here and you think, oh, there's only like an inch of snow out there. It's not that bad. But then you start getting up in the mountains and you're like, oh, just kidding. This is really bad.
Just kidding. And, you know, I was same scenario down in Harmon Canyon right before New Year's. Out with some family on an elk hunt out there, and we got on the north facing slope and the snow was over our knees, and we're thinking, holy cow, where'd this snow come from? Well, it's what's there. That's what's out there, and it's just going to pile up more. So just be careful, you know, and I always say search and rescue's there for you. I generally won't call search and rescue out. If you're stuck somewhere and I can get to you, I will come. You may not be happy because I might show up on an ATV.
And you might have to get a little cold.
And you might have to ride on an ATV on the way back. But, you know, search and rescue's there for the emergency stuff and happy to help. But just I want people to be smart, too. It does get a little taxing on the sheriff's office if we're out in the middle of the night often for people that are just being silly.
Right. And, you know, it's really important to know as well that if you do go out and get stuck – and you know at 10 p.m. that you're not getting out.
Yeah, just call.
Don't continue to try for another 2-3 hours. Just call.
Just call.
Because you guys would rather get a call at 10 p.m. than 2 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. The last one, it was after midnight when I got called and I didn't get home until about 3. And it was easy. Not a problem to get folks taken care of. But we also have no ability to tow vehicles. And honestly, as stuck as vehicles get in the snow, it would just tear up our car, tear up yours, and we're not bonded for that. So we can't tow anything out. We had someone request that we bring our equipment and plow a road. We can't do that either because if we tear the road up, then we're liable for the road. And
right.
So we just don't have the ability to do all that stuff. So, yeah, be smart out there. Have fun. Be safe. In winter sports, wear a helmet. I want to remind people to do that as well. Snowboarding, skiing, snowmobiling, all that. Wear your helmet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that just kind of goes hand in hand with if you want to get out and enjoy the seasons, you got to be safe while you're doing it.
Yeah, and you know, I grew up skiing in the 80s when no one wore helmets, and now you go skiing on the slopes and everyone has them, and it's actually more comfortable for the day.
It is.
Yeah.
It keeps you warm too.
It does. It keeps you warm. It's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a positive thing to make sure you have that. And, you know, just don't forget, when it starts to snow here in town, like last night, there was just a random snowstorm that just hit, and 20 minutes later it was gone. But that does affect driving. My husband and my son were like 25 minutes late getting home than usual because they were making up for the lost time during the snow.
Slippery conditions.
They were going slow. And, you know, that's what you got to do. It might be an inconvenience and you might be late for something, but that's just how it is.
Just the way it is. And, you know, the other thing to think about with this extreme cold, Carbon County's actually been the coldest spot in the state.
It's been so cold.
With this extreme cold, when it does snow, the ground's already frozen and everything sticks and it makes instant ice. And so that's a factor. And these little storms, like you talked about, are a bad deal for avalanches too, because you get little layers of different styles of snow, wet snow and dry snow and grains and different things, and it makes for high avalanche danger as well. And, you know, avalanches don't just happen in the places where you think they should. Sometimes they're in the oddest spot that you would think that's not possible, but it does happen.
So. Right, and if you do happen to see one, or maybe you're out snowmobiling or on your side-by-side and there is an avalanche that occurs, inform someone.
Please
them know.
Report it. Yeah, and you're not in trouble. If you trigger an avalanche, you're not in trouble. But let report that to dispatch so that it's known that there's an avalanche there, and we can get the right people in to look at that and make sure that it's a safe zone to play in.
Right, because you don't want the next group to go out and maybe someone completely get buried, and then you didn't report it. That could have been something that was avoided.
Yeah, could have been avoided. So.
Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in.
Look forward to seeing everyone out there, hopefully on the ski slopes or out in the mountains somewhere. I'm an outdoors winter kind of person. I love it, and it's always a pleasure to come visit with you.
It definitely is. You can find more Castle Country Focus interviews by visiting our website, and you can also listen to this interview in its entirety, castlecountryradio.com.